It's stories from Theo and Matt. It's reading
Inside Out.
Welcome back. What is this? What do we call this thing? What do we call our podcast?
Theo and Matt Podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Inside Out, and this looks pretty cool. It's been sitting in a bookshelf for a while. I've just never taken it off the bookshelf, but you did today. So, Theo, good idea. What do you think this is going to be about?
I know the movie, so I don't want to ruin the surprise.
Ah, good idea. You don't want to ruin it for the listeners. Okay. Let's do this. Okay, who we got here? We've got a young girl and a mummy and daddy. This is Joy.
So let's do This is Joy.
She is an emoticon. Really? She's an emotion. It's an emoticon. She is an emotion who lives in Riley's mind. Who's Riley? Oh, I see what's going on. So it looks like Riley's the little girl, but then there's also this little emotion called Joy, who's in her head. Joy has been in charge of keeping her girl happy. Joy is very good at her job. Joy works in headquarters inside Riley's mind, along with Riley's other emotions. Fear helps keep Riley safe. Oh, yeah, he's like, don't do that. Anger helps Riley express herself if she thinks something is unfair, like having to eat broccoli.
Why broccoli? Why?
Disgust helps Riley stay away from yucky things, like broccoli. What? They really don't like broccoli. And then there's sadness. Joy doesn't understand sadness. She tries to keep sadness away from the console and from Riley's memories. Joy is proud that most of Riley's memories are happy ones, and she wants to keep them that way. The most important memories are called core memories. They power the islands of personality. Family Island, Honesty Island, Hockey Island, Friendship Island, and Goofball Island, and make Riley... Riley. Everything is great until Riley and her family move to a new city. Riley misses her friends. Their new house is a mess and the pizza has broccoli on it. Riley's emotions don't know what to do. So I was doing all the emotions, if you couldn't tell. Did it sound like the emotions?
Not again.
Oh. Sadness touches a yellow memory. And it turns blue. Oh, so what are these memories, Theo? What do they look like?
They're little balls. Yeah. And they're different colours and stuff like rat, my jack, my chicken, and my strat, and a pumpkin, and a trat, and a chicken, and a prat.
Yeah, that's a good summary. Sadness touches a yellow memory and it turns blue. When Joy tries to stop her, all of Riley's core memories get knocked loose. Joy, sadness, and all of the core memories get sucked out of headquarters. And end up lost deep inside Riley's mind. Uh-oh. It's pretty cool. It's like there's a whole workshop up there, hey, full of Riley's emotions. Joy is worried. What will happen to Riley if she's not there to make her happy? Joy tries to stay positive. She tells Sadness they need to get back to headquarters to return the core memories. That's the only way the islands of personality will work again. Things aren't going well back at headquarters. Without Joy to run things, the other emotions have to take charge. Fear, anger, and disgust make Riley act differently. What's she doing there? So they're all going a bit crazy. Fear's probably getting too afraid. Anger is just a little bit too angry, throwing the hockey stick. And disgust looks like she's like, oh, I'm out here, I'm walking upstairs. She's a sore loser at hockey tryouts. She talks back to her parents. And at school, she sits alone and sulks. Her emotions are getting all mixed up. Without her core memories in place, Riley's islands of personality begin to crumble away. Oh, no. She's got to get control of herself. While traveling back to headquarters, joy and sadness run into Riley's old imaginary friend, Bing Bong. He is sad because Riley has forgotten him. What does Bing Bong look like?
A pink elephant?
I know, that's very strange. And he's got a bow tie. He looks like a clown.
And yeah, and he's got tiger legs, a kitten tail.
Yeah.
And hands and a hat. And he's got green eyes and he's pink and he's got a flower and yeah.
And gloves.
And a love heart nose.
Yeah, that's right. Good call. Oh boy, Bing Bong is funny looking. Joy is surprised to see that sadness is able to comfort Bing Bong. Perhaps sadness is good for something after all. Oh, yeah, Bing Bong, just he was so happy. He just needed a cry, didn't he? And sadness helped him have a cry.
Hey, look, and he's crying candy.
Lolly, yeah, candy. Meanwhile, anger gives Riley a terrible idea. She's going to run away. On their journey, Joy is surprised to find out that she and sadness share the same favourite memory. It was after a hockey game back in Minnesota. Sadness remembers that Riley missed the winning shot and felt awful. Joy replays the memory and sees that Riley was really sad, but then her family and friends made her feel better. Joy now understands that sometimes Riley needs to be sad before she can be happy again. Oh, I get it. Joy and sadness finally make it back to headquarters, and they're just in time. Riley is on a bus. Joy urges sadness to take over the console. Okay. All the emotions watch as sadness touches the console. Because I guess that's never happened before, has it? Riley begins to feel sad right away. She misses her parents. She yells for the bus driver to stop. Ah, good thinking, emotions. Riley races home. She cries and tells her parents she misses Minnesota. Her parents say they miss Minnesota too. Riley begins to feel better. She smiles through her tears. Oh, good family hug, hey? Before long, Riley adjusts to her new life in San Francisco. She has new friends, a new hockey team, and all five emotions working together as a team. I like that book. What did you think of Inside Out?
Good.
How many rubber chickens do you give it?
I give it...
How many pages?
I give it 13 out of 20.
Pages?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means the rating.
No, you got to give it a better rating. You got to come up with your own Theo rating.
Okay.
Theo and Matt rating scale for today. What are we going to rate it on?
I give it 13 cool hats out of 20.
13 out of 20 cool hats?
Yeah.
And you give it 65%. That's not the biggest number I've heard, so you'd say it's below average. Or what is average? We've never given ratings before, so maybe that is average. I'm going to give it 16 out of 20.
I gave it a 13 out of 20 because it's got 13 pages.
I gave it 16 out of 20 because I thought it was better than 13, which averages out to 14 and a half, which is 72 and a half out of 100. Oh, this is getting too complicated. We are going to leave you with that. What do you say there? Do you want to say bye?
Change my desire. I'm gonna give it a 19 out of 20.
Whoa, that's 95%. Wow, now that doesn't give you a lot of wiggle room for other stories that might be better than Inside Out. All right, see you boys and girls.